This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron's Edgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is an author by the name of Robert Hutchinson. He has penned a book called What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. And I know you're going to say this before I even bring it up, but you're probably thinking, really? There's more to learn about the Abraham Lincoln assassination? Well, believe it or not, he's got some new material that he found recently and put it in this book. So we'll talk to him about that. Pop music superstar Rita Coolidge, what a nice lady. She'll be joining us on the show this second hour. And then a friend of our program from HGTV telling us how to burn some time while we work in the house, do-it-yourselfer Chip Wade. And that's all coming up this hour. We're going to pause momentarily. My first guest the second hour is author Robert Hutchinson, talking about his book, What Really Happened.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nationwide and around the world, it is Ron Sedgy Today. Well, if anyone's listened to me for any length of time, you know that I'm a presidential buff when it comes to history of presidents throughout our entire democracy. Our next guest is a very interesting gentleman. He is an award-winning writer, speaker, and author of numerous books of popular history. Some include The Dawn of Christianity, When in Rome, and The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Bible. His latest effort is out right now. It's called What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. Comedians always, when they joke about the Lincoln assassination and they don't get a laugh from the audience, the immediate response from the comedian is, maybe it's too early. Well, apparently it's never too late to talk about this. Joining us right now is Robert Hutchinson. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on.
What really happened, the Lincoln assassination? This is a question that I thought, with all of my studies, we had expired everything. But in this book, you really reveal some things that maybe were supposedly common knowledge that really wasn't. So from your perspective, how did you investigate this, and what did you find different?
Well, let me just give you a little background on it. We pitched a series to Regnery called What Really Happened, and the whole idea was to do a series of books that told people in kind of a journalistic, exciting way what really happened behind some of the key events in history, and that cut through all of the speculations and the controversies and the scholarly controversies and so on, and just told the story based on the facts that we actually know. And the problem with a lot of the assassination books especially the assassination of Kennedy, but also of Lincoln, is, first of all, they're 800-page books. There's a lot of scholarly debates, you know, whether this happened or that happened. And usually there's a really strong point of view, meaning the author wants to stake out a position that's a little contrarian. For example, a lot of the writers will say, you know, the Confederacy was involved in the assassination, even though the evidence isn't strong enough to actually make that statement. So I wanted to put those sort of hypotheses and speculations aside and just stick with what we actually know, go back to the original sources, go back to the eyewitness testimony of the people that were actually there, and retell the story in as exciting a way as I can, as if you were there or just reading it right after the events, and tell people what actually happened. And that's kind of the origin of this. And I was attracted to the Lincoln assassination precisely because it seemed to resonate so much with our own time. I mean, Republicans and Democrats were fighting back then. They've been fighting ever since. The country was divided into literally red states and blue states. You know, there was a plague. Abraham Lincoln's beloved son, Willie, died of typhoid fever right after he moved into the White House. So much of the story resonates with our own time, you know, the political polarization of today. Lincoln was despised by half the country. The things the newspaper said about Lincoln seem like what they say about Trump is no big deal. So for all those reasons, I decided that the first book in the What Really Happened series would be the Lincoln assassination.
You know, it's amazing when you talk about the people that disliked him. You know, we talk about the fake news media today with the Trump administration. But, you know, he would put people in jail, journalists that weren't on his side. So he was a pretty tough cookie. But, you know, when we talk about assassinations of presidents, you know, you're right. We do concentrate on Kennedy and Lincoln. Some people may not even know there were two other presidents that were assassinated. And nothing's ever written about them.
Yes, that's true. That's they get short shrift. But I believe that Robert Lincoln, the president's son, was president at least one of the assassination attempts.
Right. Okay, so let's go down some of these myths. All right, let's take, for example, did the Confederacy have a hand in the assassination plot, which was a conspiracy theory? When I think about this, it so correlates with the Kennedy assassination. So what's the truth on that, Richard?
Well, you know, there's evidence in both directions, and that's what's so intriguing about this. Booth was certainly aided by some Confederate couriers and sympathizers like John Surratt Jr. and Thomas Harbin and so on. He did meet with Confederate agents when he had a trip to Montreal, and he was introduced to Confederate agents in Maryland. But on the other hand, most of the time it seemed that Booth had no idea what he was doing. His various attempts to kidnap Lincoln, because that was what a lot of people don't realize is that Booth's original plan had been to kidnap President Lincoln, whisk him off to Richmond, to the capital of the Confederacy, and then use him as a hostage to negotiate for the release of badly needed Confederate troops so that the Confederacy could continue to fight. But his attempts to actually pull off this kidnapping were so bungled and so amateurish that I would say the majority of historians who've really investigated this have decided that the Confederacy may have known about it, but they didn't have an active hand in actually plotting and trying to carry it off. So that's sort of my point of view, because basically Booth was inept. He frequently didn't even know where Lincoln was going to be. He would set up a kidnapping. He'd get his entire gang together. They were going to kidnap him on such and such day, and Lincoln didn't even show up the place where he was supposed to be. And that happened repeatedly. So he was not a field agent. He had no military training whatsoever. He had never seen a day in combat at all, even though he'd served 2 weeks with the Richmond Grays during the execution of John Brown. So I do not believe that the Confederate government was actively involved in the plot.
It's amazing they say that, because that is one of the theories that, again, reflects the research of the Kennedy assassination. And let's go back to the part where today A president can't walk in his own hallways without having 42 police officers and Secret Service around. The question becomes why it's easy for Booth to enter the president's box at Ford Theater. Now, my belief has always been twofold. First of all, he got in because he was very well known and everybody knew who he was, and certainly the last thing on the minds of the ownership of the Ford Theater was this guy's going to assassinate the president. Secondly, his guard was actually, from what I understand, not guarding the booth. He actually went to a bar next door to have some drinks, so it left John Wilkes Booth complete access to the booth that he entered and shot the president in.
Yeah, that's correct, although not entirely. There was a guard there. The guy who was supposed to be on duty was John Parker.
Right.
He was a notorious drunk. He was last seen next door, but technically, he wasn't supposed to be sitting outside the hallway. That wasn't his post. Lincoln likely told him he can go watch the play somewhere else. But there was a man there who was guarding the door, so to speak. He wasn't a guard. He wasn't a policeman. He was Charles Forbes, who was Lincoln's personal assistant, I guess you'd say, kind of babysitter and all-around helper. And Booth came up to him, and he said, you know, what do you want? And Booth reached into his pocket, and he produced a calling card. We think it was the calling card of a senator, and then said, I need to speak to the president. And Forbes said, okay, let him in. In his defense, two other people had been there in the previous hour, messengers and so on. One was a journalist, and both had been allowed in without incident. So it wasn't unusual for people to do this, but somebody should have stopped Booth. There's no question. And it was a different era. President Lincoln used to ride his horse and his carriage around unguarded around Washington sometimes at late at night. The previous year, he'd had his famous hat shot off his head by a attempted assassin, and from that point on, he had a military escort wherever he went in an official capacity. Except when he went to the theater, he insisted on just having a police bodyguard, one guy, and that guy was not at his post, I guess you could say.
He also say, did he have premonitions of his own death? Didn't he dream of seeing himself in the East Room laid out?
Yeah, that was the fun part of this book, is going back and looking at the kind of the urban legends and the myths that have developed over the years. That story is in almost every single book
right.
on the assassination, and it's almost certainly not true. It was only one person who wrote 40 years after the events. He claimed that Lincoln had told him about this dream, that Lincoln supposedly had woken up in the middle of the night and thought he had gone downstairs and seen himself lying in state in a casket, and that's when he knew he was going to be killed. His wife never reported that story. His secretaries, with whom he worked every single day, never reported that story. They talked about a lot of other dreams that Lincoln had. Lincoln had lots of dreams, and he believed in paying attention to his dreams. His cabinet members had heard his dreams. No one else ever heard about that, except 40 years after the assassination, one guy, Marshall, a U.S. Marshal, claimed that Lincoln had told him this story decades earlier. So most people don't think that actually happened. And that's part of the thing about the assassination, is the story kind of grows in the telling. And what's fun when you do a book like this is to go back to the original sources, go back to the original eyewitness accounts and read what they say, usually far more interesting.
We're going to pause for a second. Our guest is Robert Hutchinson. His new book is out right now, What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. It's fascinating to go back. April 14th marked the anniversary of the assassination at Ford's Theater. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Seggi today. Our guest has been nice enough to stay with us for another segment. Robert Hutchinson is his name. He has a book out right now called What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. Timing of this book couldn't be better because April 14th marks the anniversary of the assassination of President Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln's final day on earth was one of his happiest days. He had a lot of plans for the future. He took a buggy ride with his wife Mary Todd Lincoln and was all excited about the future, about the reconstruction of the country, and also plans after he got out of the office to go to Europe, which he had never done before. True or fiction?
Yes, absolutely true. Actually, he was planning to go to Palestine and see Jerusalem. One of the little-known facts about Lincoln was he wasn't what you'd call a conventional Christian, but he was a daily Bible reader, and he believed in God, and he wanted to go to Palestine and see Jerusalem, and he also wanted to go to California. He thought that sounded fun. They could maybe stay out there for a while. It is absolutely true that Abraham Lincoln died a happy man. It was probably the happiest day of his life since the war began. Surrender of Lee's army had only occurred a week earlier. His son had just come back that day, his son Robert, and reported his eyewitness report of seeing the surrender. Everyone knew the war was over, effectively over. All of Washington, D.C. was celebrating. They had special, they called it the Grand Illumination. They were lighting up all the buildings at night. People were flooding into D.C., and even though it was the somber Holy Week, the end of Lent and so on, a drunken party, basically. The whole place was in a raucous mood, and everybody who met Lincoln commented on how he looked so much better. He combed his hair. He was standing up straight and smiling and so on, and he had a great time at the theater, and so he had accomplished what he had set out to do, which was to save the Union. That was his life's purpose, and he had seen it through, and he was dreaming of the future, and it was a tragedy what happened, but at least you could say that Lincoln died a happy man, having achieved what he set out to do.
How did John Wilkes Booth evade this manhunt? He did go across the bridge after the city was shut down. I don't know how he got through it. But then, you know, he was on the run for 2 weeks before he was caught. And who gave the order to shoot him, and what happened to his body?
Yeah, all very, very interesting. Actually, that's one of the most fascinating parts of the story. He knew where he was going because he had been trying to do this kidnapping plot, so he did know his basic route. He had broken his leg from the fall when he leaped onto the stage, and he got his leg fixed by Dr. Mudd and all that. And then he was planning on just trying to go for it and just try and beat the posses out of the area, but he met a very smart Confederate smuggler by the name of Thomas Jones. And we didn't find out how this happened until 20 years after the assassination. Nobody knew how he did it because he literally seemed to vanish into thin air. The Union troops, they were searching every farmhouse, every barn, every road. They didn't care about civil liberties or anything like that. They were kicking down doorways. He would have been caught instantly. But this guy said, look, your only chance is to lie down and hide in place in this pine thicket. Lie on the cold, wet ground. Do not start a fire. I will bring you food and newspapers, because Booth wanted to read his reviews, and just lie low until they give up and move on. And that's exactly what happened. This guy brought food every single day, and Booth just lay on the ground miserable in the cold, wet for 5 days and five nights, and eventually the Union troops heard a report that he had been seen in Virginia, and they all left. And that was when he was able to get in a rowboat, which Thomas Jones provided him, and it took him 2 days to do it, but he managed to cross the Potomac, which is a gigantic river, if people don't know that. Very difficult thing to do, but he finally got over to Virginia. The only reason he was caught was there was a false report that he had been sighted at a certain place in Virginia, and detectives heard about this in Washington, D.C., and just by coincidence, they set out with a posse to go to on this false report, but it just by accident happened to be where he actually was, and that's how they caught him.
He actually thought he was going to be a hero for this. He was shocked that the country was very up in arms after what he did. What about the accomplices? He did have accomplices. I mean, this was something designed to take out Seward and to take out the vice president. So there was other people involved. They just were unsuccessful in their job that they were given.
He actually had a much bigger group. I mean, it could have been between 24 up to 50 people were involved in the actual kidnapping plot. But as soon as they got wind, they began to suspect that Booth was changing his plans and might be thinking about shooting Lincoln instead of kidnapping him, all those people dropped out.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a very contentious meeting at a restaurant, and when he even hinted that he might do something more extreme, they said they don't want any part of it. They had lives, they had futures, there's no way they were going to be involved in assassinating a U.S. president, and they just said, we're out of here. The only people he had left were three very desperate, impoverished men who he had promised large amounts of money. One of the reasons people thought the South might be involved was because Booth continually said there was going to be a huge payday at the end of this. He had three people left who helped him at the end, Lewis Powell and David Herold, and the only one who was a real killer was Lewis Powell, who did try to kill Seward. George Atzerodt, who was a German immigrant,
right.
He just went and got drunk. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. And in the end, I must say, the federal government was fairly restrained. The only people they really executed were people who were directly involved right at the end, with the possible exception of Mary Surratt, who was also executed, and even though people asked that she not be. Only three people were really executed for this crime, except for Mary Surratt. She was also executed.
Anything that you found that you were extremely surprised to find?
The only new thing that I think that I contribute to this is that Booth had promised his mother he wouldn't get involved in the war because she was sure that he was going to get killed or something. And he was at a party in New Orleans, and he was shooting his mouth off, as he usually did, denouncing Lincoln and so on. And unbeknownst to him, there was a Union sergeant who was at this party. And the guy called him a coward to his face and said if he had these convictions, such strong convictions for the Confederacy, he should be wearing a gray uniform and have a rifle on his shoulder. And they almost got in a gunfight and almost killed each other. And the host of the party managed to break them up and everything. And that is what finally led Booth to plan the kidnapping plot. He decided he really had to do something. He couldn't just talk. I don't really see that written very much in this account. I think that's what ultimately led him to take some sort of action. It was the feeling of shame that he was just an actor talking big and hadn't done anything for the war effort at all. And he came up with this idea that he could maybe save the South by kidnapping Lincoln. And then at the end, he decided maybe by shooting Lincoln, he could save the South. He could buy enough time for the Confederacy to regroup and live to fight another day. Fortunately, that didn't happen. The end of the war occurred as planned. That was one new thing I didn't know.
Fascinating. It really is. I urge everybody to get this. If they want to know, and I always say this, in order to know what history is, you have to read it. That's the only way that you can understand what's happened in the past, how you handle the present and the future. And this book is really one that is a must read. What Really Happened, The Lincoln Assassination. It's available right now in hardcover. And our guest has been its author, Robert Hutchinson. Robert, thank you for joining us. You are welcome here anytime, my friend. Thank you for doing this.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me.
And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says some states are going ahead with plans to at least partly reopen things during the coronavirus pandemic.
Montana will begin lifting restrictions on Friday. Ohio, North Dakota, and Idaho have advised non-essential businesses to prepare for a phased opening starting May 1st.
Health experts say moving too quickly could cost lives. They're asking for a lot more testing to be done around the country so they can get a better idea where the disease hotspots are or will be. Florida is among the states trying to get back to business. Governor Ron DeSantis is looking at the closed schools.
We spoke with a lot of folks throughout the state. There was some differing opinions. Some parents were not interested in their kids going back. Some others, it's been tough around the house. They would have liked to have seen them go back.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Joining us right now is Rita Coolidge. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you. It's great.
I'm good.
I'm glad that you are here. We have a lot to talk about. We have some mutual friends in the likes of Jimmy Buffett and Lee Greenwood, but we're going to talk about
How is Bubba?
You are the subject that we're going to talk about, two-time Grammy Award winner. And we're going to talk a lot about what you've done in your remarkable career. But first off, Delta Lady, was this a good experience to write this? Because a lot of times writing an autobiography can be very difficult, and on the other hand, kind of clears a few things that are in your mind way, way back that, you know, you get out in front and it's over. I mean, because you talk very candidly about a lot of things in this book.
I do, and it's been very cathartic. It's been, for me, it's been a long journey getting from the time we decided to do the book, and actually it is kind of painful. And when I read the book the first time, when I read the first manuscript many months ago, when I finished reading it, I just wept because it felt like to see everything capsulized and all put together, you know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm just so happy that I did. And I did talk about a lot of things, and I talk about, you know, people seem to be fascinated with the Layla story, and I've told that story since the 1970s, so it's something that's ingrained in me. I just know what happened. But it's also, hopefully, a book of inspiration for a lot of women.
Some, like you say, like the Layla story, and some really behind-the-scenes things. I mean, hanging with Tina Turner, who took her wig off one time to actually show a scar that her husband Ike bestowed upon her. I mean, you have been in the mix of the 70s, I mean, and the 60s, for that matter. Even the fact that people held you responsible for Crosby, Stills, and Nash's breakup, but you were more like a referee in that scenario, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I just, you know, I walked into that band. They had so many problems before I got there. There were four very strong personalities, and I think Graham was the one of, well, at that time there were only three when I met them, but Graham was, he was the only one who actually had his head kind of screwed on straight and was consistent and could make clear decisions all the time, to the point that the band called him Daddy, which tells you a lot about that band. And, you know, he and Stephen had really thought that he was in love with me. And when Graham and I started dating, Stephen came out swinging and didn't speak to Graham and was just so ugly to Graham for the whole time that we were together. But the band never really broke up. They played and, you know, have been up until recently they've been playing.
Right.
So, I got credit for something that never happened, right?
Well, I tell you, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, if you were credited for inventing the computer, that would be good.
And that would be fabulous.
That would be fabulous. You know, speaking about computers, I didn't realize that your husband is a professor of computer science at the University of California. That's very impressive credentials there.
Well, yes, I did marry a mad scientist. He's retired now, but he still is a mad scientist, and he's constantly working on projects with people all over the world. Being in the music business for so long and to actually be with someone who's not a musician has been kind of challenging and refreshing in a sense.
Well, as you mentioned before, you know, your relationships with so many and your interaction in business and in duets with so many people in the music business, do you think that might have been the problem in your marriage to Kris Kristofferson?
Well, you know, Kris maintains that it was that it was two egos under one roof and it couldn't make it. But, you know, if you read the book, there were many, many other issues, as there always are. Nothing is ever just black and white. There's so many different colors in every situation that goes on. And, you know, with Kris, there was his movie career, my music career, and he really would have loved to have had a hit record, I'm sure, just to have kind of opened doors for him. He will always be one of America's treasured songwriters. And, you know, we're best friends. I've loved him since the day I met him, and I'll love him until we're both on the other side. We just couldn't be married.
Sure, that happened.
Because Kris had, he just had a wandering eye, and that just didn't work for me.
Two-time Grammy Award winner, worked with the likes of Leon Russell, Joe Cocker, Eric Clapton, as we mentioned, Stephen Stills, signed to A&M Records as a solo artist, and of course, he heard his huge solo album, Anytime, Anywhere, back in 1977. But I tell you, there's a couple things, Rita, that I didn't know about you. Number one, I didn't know that you went to Florida State University to study art.
When I graduated high school, my father was a Baptist minister, and we had moved to Jacksonville when I was a sophomore. And so when I graduated, being a resident of Florida State was my choice of universities because it didn't cost very much. And we, my father being a preacher and my mother a school teacher, there was not a lot of money. Now, my gosh, I wouldn't even be able to do a freshman year if I were under those circumstances and the cost of tuition today. But Florida State was a great university, and it gave me a great experience. I loved FSU. I'm going to Tallahassee this next weekend for a book reading at a music and book festival.
Wow.
There.
Great.
I went back to homecoming last year. I really loved Florida State.
That's cool. That's great. Now, here's something that really shocked me. Back in my days, my younger days as a disc jockey and then later owning some radio stations, I probably played your docile tones on the radio with station commercial jingles. I didn't realize you worked for Pepper Sound. I used to buy all the jingle packages that I had from Pepper Sound. So I had Rita Coolidge on the air, didn't even know it.
That would have been right. I worked at Pepper. That was my first paying job when I got to Memphis because I could read music and I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out about Pepper Tanner and went over and got a job. And just we would stand in the studio all day long and sing the same package and then just change the call letters.
Change the call letters, yeah.
And it was sometimes boring, sometimes a blast.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what you got paid, but I certainly paid a ton of money for those jingles.
You paid way more than I got paid.
You know, to prove how you approach music, it very seldom does somebody want to cover a song that is absolutely done so well by the original artist because they're afraid they're not going to do justice to it. Your rendition of Higher and Higher by Jackie Wilson is sensational.
Well, thank you. I know what you mean about covering up music. Once when you feel like a song has been done so well, it's pretty big shoes to step into. But I was working with Booker T and the MGs at
right.
that time, and Booker and I sat down and came up with this arrangement. And I think that you can see a lot of Booker's color, his musical color in there. So I have to share that credit with Booker.
Well, it could only be pulled off by the talent of Rita Coolidge. The book is out right now, right, Delta Lady?
As of this morning. It's released today.
Wow. And we can get it at bookstores or, I'm sure, online?
Bookstores and on Amazon, yes. You'll get it overnight probably from Amazon. So all of my friends and all of my fans that have pre-ordered on Amazon, it will be on your doorstep today.
Rita, is there a website we can go to learn more about where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing?
Yes, my website is ritacoolidge.net.
That sounds great. Rita, you're a great guest, but when you have more time, would you come back? We'd love to talk to you more.
I would love it more than anything, Ron. I have be recording in a couple of months, and I'd love to come back any time and talk to you. You're a delightful talk show host, and I thank you.
Well, Well, thank you very much. Coming from you, that's a huge compliment. The new book is out right now. It's Delta Lady, of course, the autobiography of the beautiful and talented Rita Coolidge. Rita, thank you, dear. Look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Ron. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. You talk about a legendary singer and one that has seen it all over her remarkable career, and that's Rita Coolidge. We'll be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
You don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been a guest of ours many times on the show. And now that spring is here, you start thinking about projects around the house. Now, under normal circumstances, that's pretty difficult to do, juggling work and other responsibilities. But since we're all locked into our homes, this is the perfect time to start working on the yard and everything that you've been thinking about for a long time. He's an Emmy-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, The Block, and other HGTV shows. Our friend Chip Wade. Hey, Chip, how you doing? Are you feeling okay?
Great, Ron. Feeling fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Well, now that, as I mentioned in the introduction, we have a little time on our hands, where do we start when it comes to some sprucing up for spring in a do-it-yourself fashion? And remember that you are talking to a first-class schmo when it comes to handiwork, all right? So just please be easy on me.
Well, no, you're my favorite type of guy. There are so many different projects out there, and the biggest, I think, inhibitor to doing DIY projects is just a lack of confidence that the effort you put in and the money you spend is going to turn out great. And that's what I've spent the last 15 years of my life doing, is doing all these projects, figuring out which products actually work and give you great results even if you're a DIYer. So the past couple of weeks I've been doing so many projects with me and my family where I'm buttoned up at home like everybody else, and I picked four to share with y'all that I thought would be really, really easy and straightforward, and I have a really high level of confidence that an average DIYer is going to get perfect results with them.
Keyword, average. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about a fun project that you can enjoy, which in my case is an oxymoron, all right? So what are the four that you chose, Jim?
So the first one is actually an organizational thing. So for all the neat freaks out there, or the people that enjoy kind of a peaceful, kind of calm, organized environment, one of the worst contributors to that is a messy closet. And so I ripped out last week one of my closets, and I decided to put in a custom closet installation inside. And you might think, wow, Chip, that seems complicated. I'm telling you, it was so easy, and I did it in one day. And this is a 12-foot long closet. I actually did research and picked a product called Base Creations. It's from Closet Made, but it was really high quality, and there's a massive range of accessories. So no matter if you have lots of drawer needs, or if you have lots of shoes or jewelry, or you need variable hanging heights, it was very, very easy to do. And literally by myself in one day, I was able to do a whole closet. So even if it took you 2 days or 3 days, it won't, but it would be worth it to do it because it turned out so great.
A neat closet I am fanatical for. What are some of the other ones, Chip?
So the next one, I would actually rate this as the number one DIY project I would recommend because of the value of the install and how easy it actually is. Tiling the floor, but with a special type of tile. Regular tiling can be a little bit complicated, and you need specialty tools, and a lot of people are very scared to embark on it because it's an investment that they don't want to mess up. And I would agree with that, except for this new product surpasses all of those things. It's actually called RevoTile from Dow Tile. This is a product that is a real porcelain tile, but it has a backer on the back of it that allows you to click it together like a laminate floor.
Wow.
And it floats on top of the existing floor, so you can go over existing hardwood, even over other clickable floors, and even over existing tile. And when you're done, you don't have to do any thin set, you don't have to do any tile spacers, you can grout it the same day and walk on it the same day. So even if you've never installed tile before and don't have any of the tools, an average DIYer could easily install 300 to 500 square feet by themselves in one day. It's really remarkable. This is going to change the way people install tile, for sure.
Where can you get that?
You can actually, if you just, any Dow Tile retailer, you can order it. It's called RevoTile, R-E-V-O-T-I-L-E, and it's got a lot of different SKUs. There's 6 different styles, there's 24 different colors, and it comes with everything you need from the grout and the underlayment. It just all comes right in, and you can rock and roll. In fact, to contrast it, I'm able to install about 1,000 square feet by myself in one day and then be on it. That's a huge space. In fact,
yeah,
that's half the size of somebody's house,
sure,
like an average size house.
Right.
So to be able to do that but get the quality and resiliency of real porcelain tile and the durability, I mean, that's the benchmark.
What else you got up your sleeve there, Chip? I know we got a couple more that you want to bring to our attention.
Awesome. Yeah. So one of the things I like to do is answer really common questions that nobody ever answers, and one of which happens a lot of times when you go into the hardware store or the big box store and you're in the paint aisle and you're looking for caulk, right? And you're like, I just need some white sealant or white caulk to fix my shower or my kitchen, but why are there 700 options that all pretty much look the same? Which one's the best? I haven't researched it, and, you know, it just seems like I want to get the right one. So I just wanted to kind of demystify that for you. I, last week, used this stuff called Quick Seal Ultra from DAP. It is awesome. awesome because it's latex-based, which makes it really easy to apply and clean up, but it's the only product that has a lifetime guarantee against mold and mildew, which is really unbelievable. And it also is shower-ready in 4 hours. So, again, don't waste time trying to read all the labels of the tons of different options. I keep a couple of tubes of this in my hardware drawer in my kitchen at all times for little last-minute projects as well. So that's a great one to look at.
I just wrote that down because I'm always looking for that. I'm the person you just described. There's like a million of them out there, so I'm going to do that. And you got one more now.
I do. In fact, this is an opportunistic time if you're stuck at home and you're just looking, you've cleaned everything you could possibly clean, and you're like, what else can I do to get my house improved during this time? Look at your smoke alarms. This is actually something that a lot of people overlook. Do you know when you push that little test button on the smoke alarm and it's a beep?
Yeah.
It gives a lot of people false hope that it's working correctly. In fact, all that test button does is test if there's power. So it tests if there's a battery, if the battery's good, or it tests if it's hardwired that there's still power. But what it doesn't do is it does not guarantee that the smoke alarm will actually detect smoke, which is kind of interesting, right? A lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, I guess so. You're kind of in a false pretense there for all intents and purposes.
100%. So do you know how to have confidence that your smoke alarm is going to work?
No, I don't.
It's actually a timeline. They only last for 10 years. So after 10 years, you actually need to replace the unit, even if there's still power to it or there's still a good battery in it. And you know that by unscrewing it and looking at the manufacturer date on the back of it. If it's 10 years old or older, you need to replace it. And if you're going to replace it, I recommend replacing it with one that you never have to change the battery in again. There's actually one called the Kit Worry-Free smoke alarm that has a battery built into it that lasts, coincidentally, for 10 years, right? It seems pretty smart, right? So
yeah.
It gives you an alarm when it's time to just take it down and install a new one, and then you can have confidence that it's going to have power and that it's going to detect smoke while it's installed.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Now, Chip, I'm a firm believer in this, that, you know, all of these things sound good. You're excellent at it, and you could probably teach me a ton of stuff, but you have to have, ladies and gentlemen, the right tools for everything. I have a brother that does what you do, Chip, not on the scale that you do it, and always preaching to me, if you don't have the right tools, you're in a world of hurt. Where can we go for more information on this and a lot of other stuff we talked about today, Chip?
Yes, you're exactly right, and I have one tool I have for you is the place to get this information. We have all the setup on tipsontv.com, and of course, if you're looking for more ideas, inspiration, and how-to, I have a lot of the setup on my website, chipwade.com, so feel free to check that out. We're always here for you to be a resource to help you with your next project.
Great to hear. Emmy Award-winning host of Elbow Room, Curb Appeal, The Block, and other TV shows on HGTV, our friend Chip Wade. Chip, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you back, and stay safe, my friend.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include music star T.G. Shepherd from Shanana, Jaco Marcellini, John Cypher with a show on the Smithsonian Channel called Spy Wars with Damian Lewis, also Jim Sturgis and his beautiful co-star, Brooklyn Prince, the TV show Home Before Dark. I want to thank Robert Hutchinson to talk about his book, What Really Happened. And, of course, we can't forget the lovely Rita Coolidge, and from HGTV, Chip Wade. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping you have blue skies and green lights.